Gee, what happened to the old Hollywood Boulevard where the cars would be driving down the street and that Cary Grant would be in his convertible and Mickey Rooney would be crossing at a light?
Bob DeFloris is recalling his childhood. He grew up in Hollywood, California, the land of beautiful people and movies. That connection, the movies, is important to DeFloris even today because 50, 60 years on, they're still his life and his calling.
I'm a film historian, archivist. I've been doing archiving and collecting, finding, restoring old movies since 1953.
DeFloris, who now lives in Richfield, Minnesota, has one of the largest private film archives in the country. His collection, which includes old black and white movies, newsreel footage, animation, band shorts, and celebrity home movies, numbers in the thousands. And bits and pieces of it have appeared in documentaries, films, and commercials you've seen on TV.
The main thing that really got me going in starting off collecting was I'd read an article where Universal had burned 400 films in 1947. Most of them were silent movies that they thought had no future value, and so they just threw them out in a big field with a 70-foot fire and lit a match. That bothered me that the studios... The movie was just a product, and when it was shown and made its money for them, and they thought it had no future value, it was either thrown away in a warehouse, and if it was nitrate film, at some point in time, it just disintegrated, turned to powder, and we'd never be able to see that again. So knowing that, every time I'd make a little money, I'd go downtown on Hollywood Boulevard, there was a camera shop, and I'd buy a band short. Now, they sold these for the home market only. And so I'd buy Benny Goodman and his orchestra, Artie Shaw and his orchestra. And then when I got into my 20s, late 20s, I started to find rare motion pictures in old theaters that were torn down. And people would call me up and they'd hear about what I do. And I've had a lot of movie actors give me some of their home movies.
One of those actors was Bing Crosby, best known for his 1940s road movies with Bob Hope and for singing that perennial Christmas classic, White Christmas. DeFloris got a call from Bing in 1977.
The phone rings, and I dive across my bed, and the phone goes all over the floor, and I pick it up, and Bob, and I says, yeah, Bing Crosby. And I said, well, yeah, hi, Bing, how you doing? He says, well, can I arrange to get you to come to my home in San Francisco? So I drive up in this huge estate. I mean, it looks like something, a castle. Then all the lights went off, and he was on a big leather couch looking up at the screen. And as all these things I was showing him, he was like this with his hands looking up at the screen, singing to himself the song that was in 1932 that he was on the screen, calling out everybody's name, everybody. I was taking notes, you know.
Bing Crosby died in October 1977. But in 2003, DeFloris became the official Bing Crosby Estate film historian. He is currently digitizing Crosby's films and thereby ensuring that they'll be available for future generations. That was DeFloris' intention, too, when he donated his entire film catalog to Minnesota's Normandale Community College.
I have enough material after 50-some-odd years or more of being able to put together programs or clip service for documentaries or for commercials or what have you. So the main goal is to put together things with a study guide for the music department, for the history department, or for whatever department. There might be other, you know, courses that might need the visual footage that I might have. And so that's the goal. And maybe bring back what used to be very popular in schools, history.
Normandale Community College has already produced one documentary on the big band era using stock footage from DeFloris' collection. And as for DeFloris...
So one thing leads to another, and it's almost like a bunch of doors open, then this door opens and that door opens, and you just keep going down this trail.
Educators can receive a free DVD and study guide of the Big Band Treasures documentary by calling Normandale Community College at 952-487-8224. This is Britt Ahmet for KFAI.
10,000 fresh voices on KFAI is made possible by listeners like you and the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.